TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Visually impaired competitors join race to challenge stereotypes. Charity Devon in Sight is taking inspiration from the BBC's Race Across the World programme by organising a county-wide race for 10 teams. The fundraising challenge comprises 10 teams that pair a visually impaired contestant with a sighted guide. This article has been written by Heather and is being read by Vivian. Hello, this is Vivian with a story about a TV-inspired race for visually impaired contestants. Race Across the World has become one of the BBC's most popular programmes, with 6 series and 3 celebrity versions so far. In the show, cameras follow teams of 2 as they travel across far-flung places, with a strict budget and a map, but no smartphones or credit cards. Back in 2023, visually impaired contestant Tricia Sale was part of the winning pair on the BBC show when she and her friend Kathy raced 1,600 kilometres across Canada from Vancouver to St John's, Newfoundland. Inspired by Tricia and Kathy's win, the charity Devon in Sight is running a fundraising Race Across Devon this July. 10 teams are taking part in the race, each one pairing a visually impaired contestant with a sighted guide. And Tricia is lending her support with tips and advice to the 10 teams. The teams will be racing against the clock across the county of Devon, using transport including steam trains, ferries, bicycles and more, and tackling surprise challenges along the way. The race takes place on Saturday the 18th of July 2026. It starts at 9 a.m. with a blessing by the Bishop of Exeter, and then teams need to navigate their way across the county in a real-time adventure. The winners will be crowned by the Lord Mayor at Exeter Cathedral Green at 6 p.m. To highlight some of the challenges of sight loss, sighted guides will wear specialised glasses to stimulate conditions like glaucoma and macular degeneration. As well as raising funds for Devon in Sight, the race wants to challenge stereotypes and help prove that sight loss should not mean loss of independence and confidence. The race aims to show that visual impairments should not be a barrier to pursuing ambitious goals, embracing adventure, or achieving personal aspirations. We wish the best of luck to all the competitors for the 18th of July.
TNF Soundings.